The Sphinx couldn't possibly be as old as Graham Hancock claims it is because the Nile River would have destroyed it. That argument is based on this paper here. Nile waterscapes facilitated the construction of the Giza pyramids in the 3rd millennium BC. But the paper doesn't address the Nile River's level on the Giza Plateau. It uses two core samples taken hundreds of yards from the plateau. Two samples, that's it. From these extremely limited data points, a hypothetical model of the Nile River's levels over time was created. Some people will extrapolate from this, creating a case of torrents of fast-moving water rushing across the Sphinx, destroying it over time. But there's no direct data to support this. The cores taken closest to the plateau were not even used in this paper. It doesn't even have the data for them present. It just shows that they were taken. Furthermore, the paper only goes back 8,000 years, but Hancock claims the Sphinx was carved around 12,000 years ago. This paper isn't focused on the prehistoric Nile, nor is it aimed at the Sphinx. It's being co-opted to forge conclusions the paper itself does not endorse. So don't pay too much attention when you hear somebody say,